Good evening, Audio Boo. I'm standing outside my house. Birds are still singing. I think it's somewhere after 9 o'clock, but it still seems really light. And I'm just going to do a tour of my house. We've got a 50-foot driveway, which is all tarmacked over, but we've got no boundary, no fence and no gate. And the kitchen sticks out further than the rest of the house. So I'm just by the kitchen window now, and I'm just going to walk up to the house. So in front of me is the lounge window, and to my right is the front door. Someone's just gone by on a motorbike. I'm coming in the front door now, and I'm closing the door. I'm just going to put this down while I lock it. Excuse the scuffling. Oops, a leaflet's just fallen on the floor. I'll get that later for the recycling. Now, if I stand with my back to the front door, I'm in the porch. And in front of me is a wall, obviously, with a plaque on it that says, "Home Sweet Home" in raised letters. I've got lots of things that say that. Because, well, after we had the fire, I couldn't wait to get back home again. And it's got hooks on with our coats, or my coat and my dog's lead and harness. Excuse me, I'll try not to do that all the way through. To my right is, let me just say that when I come in the porch, it's a rectangle shape, but I'm in the middle of the bottom long side. So to my right is a piano stool that's been upholstered to be like a box. It's white, it's been painted white, it's quite decorative, and it's got a little door that opens, like a drawer that opens, where I keep bits and pieces that I need to keep. Sometimes I keep the dog's leads in there, the extending ones. It's got a padded seat with pink flowers and roses on it, and there's a little heart hanging from one side, a little squashy heart that's got the same material. To my right is a full-length window, which is like a double-glazed thing, if you know what I mean. Actually, it's not full-length. It's got the double-glazed panel, the plastic PVC, which I don't like much, which is halfway down. And the window is about from the top of my leg upwards. And then on the wall in front of me, above the piano stool, is a little plaque. Again, it's white to match the piano stool. It's in the shape of a heart, a wooden heart, and then there's a cut-out heart in the middle. And then it's got two little hearts dangling from it from a pink ribbon, so it all matches and coordinates. You have to, you know. I might not remember all the plaques wherever they are, but anyway, now if I've got my back to the front door again, if I turn left to the short left-hand side of the rectangle is the door into the rest of the house. And we're coming into the lounge now. My husband is watching the TV, so he might think I'm being very divvy and he might laugh at me. But anyway, it's quite a long room. I think it's about 25 or 26 foot. And it's a rectangle shape, and I'm in the bottom right-hand corner of the rectangle on the short side. And if I come to the right, there's a radiator. Then we've got the door to the kitchen. Then there's my grandfather clock. You might be able to hear it ticking, but you won't hear it do much else. That's another story. I'll do another boo about the sad story of my grandfather clock. And then we have the stairs. And next is a door that goes into a big cupboard where all my dialysis fluid boxes are stored. And then next to that is the door into the cat's room. And then we come into the top right-hand corner of the long side of the rectangle, and we've got a radiator. And in the corner, there's a what's called a cuddler. It's a... What colour would you say this is, darling? Brown. Is it brown? Like a mushroomy colour. Yeah. Like a mushroom minky colour, which is the colour of our three-piece suite. But this is like a double-seated chair. But it's not... Pardon you? It's
It's got one cushion and... Huh? It's what?
It's a box from my mouth.
You burped?
That's what I said.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I see. I see what you mean. Yes, he burped, if you didn't hear that. It wasn't anything worse. Yeah, this thing's called a cuddler. It's a two-seater chair or a settee, but it's only got one cushion, so that's why it's called a cuddler, because I suppose two people are meant to cuddle up on it, and it's rounded at the back, and it's kind of got the arms that come down from the top, a bit like a Victorian nursing chair, if any of you know what that's like. And it's on wheels so that it swivels, so we can have it... At the moment, it's kind of facing half into the room, would you say, darling? It's facing... Yes. You can turn it right round to face the door where I've just come in from the porch, or you can turn it right round so that we're facing the other side of the room. And then in front of it is a little round white cane table. And on the wall... let me stand up. I sat down and I got comfortable. On the wall... On the long side of the room, facing the other long side, is a mirror, and it's the shape of a church window. It's it's got like a rustic finish, and it's meant to be, well, it can be used outside, but we've got it inside. And then facing me now is the other short side of the room, and that's mostly taken up by windows and two patio doors, but it's got a little bit of wall either side for about 4 foot, maybe 3 foot. And then, so I'm standing right by the door now, which is open. You can hear an aeroplane. Now I'm turning to follow that wall along now, which isn't a wall. Oops, I've hit the wind chimes. Now you know I really am blind. As if there's any doubt of that. And then I'm still in front of the windows and the patio doors, and we've got long curtains that go to the floor. And now I'm facing the wall, the other long wall in the top, what will be the top left-hand corner of the room, which is diagonal to the door where I came in. And down here is Niall's basket, which is an old... Oh, he's got out. He's got out. I just tapped the basket with my foot and he got out. And then next to that, as you can probably hear, is the TV, but it's on an oak sideboard that's got a double cupboard and a single cupboard and three drawers. And on there's the TV, the internet box and the router, the Virgin box. And then if we go past that, we come to, well, there's a gap, and then we reach we've got a huge corner sofa, but it's not in the corner. It's got one side along the long wall, the left-hand side long wall if you're looking from the front door, and then it comes out in front of me like a right angle across to opposite the stairs. And in here we've got a rug on the floor, which is green and beige and different colours. It's a Laura Ashley rug. The rest of the floor is laminated. And then we've also got a coffee table in the angle of the sofa, which is absolutely huge. It kind of divides the room in half. And now I'm just going back. Now I'm just opposite the stairs. And actually the side of the settee is opposite the grandfather clock, or the wall where the grandfather clock is. And then in this end of the room, which is back near the front door again, there's a big table, which is a big oak table with six chairs. It can pull out to seat 10. It's littered with leaflets. We need to sort this out. And anyway, and then we come along the long wall. We're now back to the short end of the room where we started. And here's the window that goes right from one side of the room to the door where I came in from the porch. And there's a chair in front of the window, like a conservatory chair with a green check cushion that matches the green in the rug. So now I'm back to the front door, well, not the front door, but the porch door that came in from the door that came in from the porch. And I've got my back to it, so I'm going along I'm on the bottom right hand corner again, and I'm going along the long wall past the radiator, and the first door we come to is the kitchen. Now, the kitchen is a rectangle shape, and I'm on the bottom left-hand corner, and the door's on my right. And there's a bit of bare wall, first of all, where the light switch is. I'm sure you didn't need to know all this useless detail. And then we come to a big walk-in cupboard with louver doors. This is the only place I can still smell the fire sometimes. Not today, because I can smell the disinfectant on the mop. So in here, I've got more boxes of dialysis equipment. I've got dirty washing. That's the dog food bin. And then we've got ironing board, vacuum cleaner, newspapers that I use for my cat's litter tray. It's a general dumping ground, really. You can walk in there, but you probably would rather not. So this is the short wall opposite the door on the left-hand side. You go forward in the corner of the long wall facing us is a very small kitchen cabinet in which I keep all their grooming stuff, the boxes for treats. Oh, there's a cat up on the worktop. Get down! Which I don't allow. We usually get one of the dog's squeaky toys and he's the one in our squeaky balls and he runs like the devil's after him, but I don't know where one is at the moment. This is the cupboard with all their grooming stuff, their treat boxes of treats, their advocate for flea treatment, etc. Flea control, I should say, and the Niles vet books in there. And then in the drawer at the top, there's just papers and guarantees and things. And then there's a little bit of work surface here where we've got a knife block. Above that is a small cupboard where the glasses are. And then to the right of that going, if I turn right now, so I'm facing the other short side of the room, on my left is the Noosey cooker. And then we've got lots of cupboards and workspace where we keep food, obviously, and pots and pans and dog dishes and cat dishes. And the same up on the wall. And if I come right to the end here, there's a washing machine under here. Oh, and on the top there's a kettle, the tea making facilities, some dishes that need to go in the dishwasher from dinner, my steamer, a toaster, all that stuff, microwave. There's a big corner here that's got really nothing. There's bottles of washing up liquid and soap and another pile of plates I've just found. Okay, and then I'm at the sink. Now directly opposite me is the window, and I'm on the other short side of the room. And if I turn right now and follow that wall along, I go past the sink. There's another big bit of worktop in this corner here, and underneath that is the dishwasher, and on top of it is my radio, which is off, and our food waste bin where we have to put our food waste for recycling, and which is where I generally put all the boxes and stuff. Here comes the ice cream man. Up on the wall in front of me is an extractor fan. If I turn right, I'm facing then to the other long wall. And so if I follow that along, I've got the dog's water bowl, a big swing bin, a chair, and then a gap and a radiator, and a huge 6'6" fridge freezer, a double-fronted American style, with the freezer on the left-hand side and the fridge on the right. And then I'm back to the door. I come out of the door, I turn right and I'm back at the clock. Okay, and then I'm passing the stairs. And the cupboard, you don't need to hear inside my dialysis cupboard, and the cat's crying to go in her door. So we're going in the cat's room now. And the cat's room is, the room itself is probably square, but and I'm in the bottom right-hand corner, but of the long wall. No, it's square. Okay, I think it's slightly rectangle. So I'm at the bottom right-hand corner of the longer wall. But if I go forward, on my right is a big walk-in cupboard. There's lino all over this floor because it's easier to keep clean. And in here is the boiler, their litter tray, their baskets, the travel boxes to go to the vets, the plastic carriers, boxes, canisters, plastic canisters of dried food, disinfectant to clean their stuff out, etc. So that's quite a big area that you can walk in. If I carry on forward along that wall, I will reach the slightly longer wall here. And my cat is, I haven't fed them this evening yet because otherwise they won't come in. If I feed them, they'll go out again and they won't come in. So they're in position. I'll go and feed you in a minute. I've got a dresser which used to be in my kitchen at my old houses. It's a big old dresser. I used to have all the plates and everything on it, but now it's got cat dishes, cat water bowl, cat dried food. I feed one of them up on the top. It's got how many shelves? Well, they love to sit right up on the top, and then there's another two shelves, and then there's the base. One of them gets fed on the first shelf, and the other one gets another one gets fed on the actual top of the dresser where the water bowl and dried food is. Then there's two drawers where I keep packets of floor wipes and other accessories they need, brushes and combs. Then at the bottom is a double fronted cupboard in which are blankets, and there's a shelf, top shelf, that they can sit up on. And I've had to fix one of the doors so that it doesn't shut. I've had to tie the hinges somehow, because otherwise they could find themselves shut in there. So one side shuts and the other side doesn't. And then if I move along to the left along that long, slightly longer wall, there's a conservatory table where the other two cats get their food, and they've got placemats. As you can hear, one of them eating her dried food. That's Pinky. If we could carry along this wall, there's a gap then. And then in the corner is a big, or one of them just jumped down, a big activity thing. It's nearly as tall as me. Well, I'm 5'3", but it's not quite that tall. It's probably up to the top of my chest, actually. I've exaggerated a bit. It's a big furry thing. At the bottom, it's got a ladder. It's got three scratching posts, and that some of the rope's hanging down. And it's a bit dangerous, actually. Oh, there's a thing that there was a toy hanging down, but they've got that off. It's got a ladder that goes up to the first story, which is like a cave where they can go inside, and it's all covered in like furry, fleecy material. Then on top of the cave is a flat platform area with a hole at the top, so they can go in the front of the cave and come out the top, or go in the top and come out the front. Then the scratching post continues up, so they can stand up here and scratch to like a little nest at the top where they can sit. Now, if I carry on past there, I'm at the other short side, which is opposite the boiler cupboard door now. So, and that's a set of patio doors. It's wall to my right, and then it's a set of patio doors which goes away across the room, not the whole way. And then there's a little corner here where the wall juts out. I don't know why it does that. I don't know what's the other side of that. I've never really thought of that before. And now if I face that little jutting out bit, and then I'm back to the other longish wall that leads back to the door, and here there's a wicker chair with a lovely fleecy blanket on. And then if I walk along to the left of that, there's a big furry, it's actually a dog bed they sleep in. And then I'm back to the door. Okay, now let's do the upstairs. Yusuf's coming with me. Now, they're all in their places in there. Now I'm going turning left and going back to the stairs. I'm going up the stairs. I think we've got 13 steps. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 normal ones. And then, actually that one, the fifth one isn't normal. It's very narrow at the left-hand side and wider at the right. Then we've got another one like that, another two like that. And it goes round to the left, another three like that. And then on my right is a great big window that goes from wall to wall from behind me, because I've gone around one turn in the stairs that looks out onto the passage at the side. There's carpet on the stairs in all the bedrooms. Again, it's like a mink colour. And then opposite me is the wall, and then there's a little square landing here. I turn left again, and then I'm at four more steps up. Okay, now I'm on the landing, and I'm in the middle of the landing. The landing's kind of a long passageway, and I'm in the middle of it. As if, Ronan? He's laughing at me. He thinks I'm really sad doing this. I'm on audio blue, so don't swear, please. Seriously.
What are you doing?
I'm doing a tour of the house. Other people have done it.
Why?
It's not just me.
What are you doing?
Okay, anyway, we turn right, and then the first room, because other people have done it and I wanted to do it. Oh, I'm not copying what they're doing. Anyway, I've just been called a copycat. Right, okay. The first door on my right is the bathroom, and it's a long room, rectangular, and I'm at the bottom right-hand corner. If I come in and push the door to, directly in front of me on the opposite, I'm on the long side, and opposite on the other long side is the shower cubicle. And if I turn left and walk along the other long side, there's the bath. And then on my left, on the other long wall opposite the side of the bath, is a heated towel rail. If I carry on walking forward, I reach the sink, which is in front of the window. And we've got a really, it's completely tiled in here from floor to ceiling.
and the windowsill, it reaches so far back I can't even reach the back of it without standing on the back of the bath. And we've got some of my equipment up here, and we've got body sprays and toothbrush and toothpaste and all that, and then the window. So if I go back to the door, if I come out the door and turn right, and I'm at the toilet, which is at the end of the passageway, and in there is just a toilet and a big windowsill where I keep toilet rolls, bleach, etc. Now, if I turn left with my back to the toilet door, the first door on my right is Connor's bedroom, but he isn't here at the moment, so Roland's taken residence.
He's not staying in here.
No, he's not staying in here. He's on his PlayStation, are you?
Yeah.
But it's a square room, and I'm at the bottom left-hand corner, and to my right on the bottom... Oh, let me quickly do this and I'll go. And the bottom... Stop swearing. The bottom edge of the room is a big long desk and a desk chair with TV, PlayStation, etc. And then the next wall, like up the right-hand side, is the window and the top of his bed. Opposite me... Oh, and a bedside locker next to his bed. And then opposite me on the opposite wall is just the side of his bed. And then... Oh, and a mirror. He's got a full-length mirror, hasn't he? There's a rubbish I've just kicked on the floor. It's a bit like a bomb site in here. Ronan's going to tidy it up. He's going to get paid some money by his brother. Then if we come to the wall on my left, which is the last wall, there's a big built-in wardrobe and a chest of drawers and his laundry basket. And I'm not even looking any further. I'm getting out of here quick.
Right.
Do you want this door shut?
No.
Okay. Right, if I come out of here and turn right and start walking back along the passageway, on my left is the opening to the stairs. On my right is the airing cupboard. In here we have a radiator and we have my bathroom scales, talking ones. And we have several shelves with towels and bedding, etc. Okay, and then that's opposite the top of the stairs. If I carry on now, I've got the toilet behind me. On my left, on the left-hand side is the stair banister, which goes right up to the end to another door. On my right is my bedroom, and that's opposite the stair rail. So if I turn into my bedroom, again, it's a square, or our bedroom. It's a bigger room than Ronan's, Connor's. None of them are small. I'm in the bottom right-hand corner. If I turn left, we've got a little white. The colour in here is blue, like a Wedgwood blue with a white trim and dark oak furniture. I've got one white piece of furniture, and that is... a little, kind of like a small dressing table. It's got like a pretty shaped front. It goes in and out like a scalloped kind of thing, but not regular scallops. And it's got like inlaid, it's like what the equivalent of embroidery would be if it was material. But on the front there's a drawer. And then there's a little shelf at the bottom one, which is my radio and my computer speakers. And on the top of it, it actually is my cane at the moment. I don't know what that's doing there. And a TV, and of course it has to be a white one because I had to have it matching, and the remote control. And if I stand up and carry on past that, we're still on the bottom side of the room where the door is. Oh, I picked up my dog's furry bone off the floor. He just threw it on the floor, so I've picked it up. Is Obi's bedside locker, which with his Xbox on. We moved it there. We swapped it with a chair, but we're thinking of putting the chair somewhere else, but if I carry along here, I now face the left-hand side of the wall, the left-hand side of the room, the furthest from the door, and in front of me is his big oak double wardrobe. If I turn right to follow that wall along, we come to the window, which goes right the way the rest of the room, and they're open. It's stifling in here. My exercise bike is under the window. And if I carry on forward, we're now diagonally opposite the door. In the corner, we've got a big chest of drawers, oak. I'm a bit of a minimalist with my ornaments since we had the fire, but I've got some ornaments in here and also on the kitchen windowsill. I've got little ornaments here that the kids have bought me over the years, little trinket boxes, and I've got some perfume on here as well. And downstairs, I've got poodles on my china poodles. There's one here as well on my kitchen windowsill. They're the only places I've got ornaments, and I forgot to say I've got pictures in the lounge and other different wall plaques. I've got two big pictures, really big pictures. One's an African sunset, and you can see some animals in the distance, and the other one is of a tree. I think it's in autumn when the leaves are turning red and the sun behind it. I've got tea and coffee making facilities up here.
I haven't got a kettle though. A slight problem because my kettle blew up a couple of months ago, so we had to take the one from up here and I haven't replaced it yet. That's my foot, by the way, against a box on the floor with some of Obi's work stuff in it. Now, if I follow this wall along now, there's a chair next to the bed, and then we come to the... I'm at the side of the bed now, and it's a big king-size bed. Oh, there's a mirror above this chest of drawers. It's a white heart-shaped one. It's on the wall. And then we go past that. I've got to go back to the end of the bed because I'm not climbing over it. It's oak. It's not an oak bed. The furniture's oak, but the bed is oak veneer because it would cost probably thousands for a solid oak bed. And then I'm next to... I'm sitting on my side of the bed now, and I've got my bedside cabinet with my talking scales for my dialysis fluid, a bottle of water, which I always keep there, a little coaster, which is something I managed to salvage from the fire. I had a set of ceramic butterfly, because I love butterflies, and I used to collect them, but I had some ceramic coasters and dragonflies. It was butterflies and dragonflies, and they all got lost in the fire, as most of my nice things did, and but I managed to salvage this one. I don't know how it got saved. It must have been somewhere where it shouldn't have been. And here's my book reader, my Plex Talk pocket, which is what I use for reading books. Let me see what I've got on here.
SD card audio.
Standing half concealed in a rose bush nearby.
That's Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. And here I've got a set of plastic drawers as well with all my dressings for my dialysis tube and, oh, you name it, it's like a pharmacy. I've got gauze swab things and caps, the disinfection caps that I have to put on the end of the tube when I finish dialysing. I've got the organiser thing where the tube's going. I'll have to do a boo of me dialysing one day. Just to bore everyone senseless. And then I've got a little basket here, a plastic basket. It's got disinfectant stuff to put on my dressing area, what they call the exit site. A bottle of hand wash, alcohol hand wash, and a big tub of Spectrum alcohol wipes. And now I'm now facing the door with the last wall on my left. And behind me is my bedside locker. And next to me is my big built-in cupboard, which serves as my wardrobe, and in here is a junkyard. I tell you, I've got my clothes hanging up. I've got two shelves really high up. There's a step up to it. I have to stand on to reach the top shelf because I'm a short ass. And in here is all my, hair things, and it needs tidying out. I'm always tidying out, but one of my cats sleeps in here in a cardboard box full of soft toys, and she knocks everything flying. So anyway, now we're back to the door. Now, if I'm coming out the door, opposite me is the stair rail. To my right is the final room up here, which is the other end of the passage, the toilet, and this is Ronan's room. And again, this is... you can tell he's got no curtains up because we had trouble with the curtain rail and it fell down. You can tell by the acoustics in here. So I'm at it's a square room again. I'm on the bottom right-hand corner, and straight in front of me is the side of his chest of drawers, which is white. He's got all white stuff in here. And then we walk along here, and in the corner where the side wall meets the wall at the front, which is where the window is, he's got a full-length mirror. And then if I move to the stand, if I turn round to the left, the window's here, and his bed runs... When you come in the door, his bed runs from... The door is the bottom right-hand corner, and his bed head is the top left-hand corner. It runs across the front of that... Most of that... quite a bit of that wall alongside the window. And then if I go up... Whoops, I nearly tripped over on his laptop wire then. If I go up to the head of his bed, I'm now on the third wall opposite his chest of drawers, and he's got a bedside cabinet. And it smells very nice in here. And then if I turn left to follow that wall along a bit, we get to another full-length mirror. Oh, no. Yeah? I'm nearly finished. No, the mirror's... Oh, I'll tell you about that in a minute. Then there's a big gap in the corner with nothing. And then if I turn left so that I'm now on this following along the wall that goes back to the door, he's got a big double wardrobe. And then behind the door, he's got another full-length mirror. I don't know why anyone needs two, but, you know, he hasn't got two heads, I assure you. We're back to the door again, and we're just coming out now. I'm coming towards the It's top of the, oh, there, my vacuum cleaner's there. It should be downstairs, but it's not. I haven't got two. All right, what? I'm going now. I'm going back down the stairs. There's a creaky floorboard at the top. And I'm turning right on the first turn, and my little dog's right behind me. And, I'll just do a quick tour of the back garden. The cats. Oh, the cops are waiting for me. What's that on the floor? What's that? I need to be arrested for this shit I'm doing. Where's that wipe come from? I've just found a wipe on the floor. It's dry. But I'm just going to go outside and do a quick... The garden won't take long. I'm just going outside the patio doors. There's a bird giving an alarm call, so that's probably at one of my cats. Now, directly... The garden's, I suppose, a rectangle. It's not huge. If I go to my left and follow this wall, there's a brick wall here between us and next door, and there's a barbecue. And then we're on the patio now, and we walk forward, and there's a swinging hammock. And then if I, the patio is like a rectangle. If I'm still walking forward, I get to the end of it, and there's a big, like a weeping willow tree. If I turn right and walk along the edge, I go past all the trees, and then there's an opening which goes up to the garden, which is basically just grass. It's got trees and shrubs on either side. I've got a few potted plants on the patio. On the top right-hand corner, I've got a shed full of stuff. And if I carry on walking along the patio on this edge, eventually I will come, a bramble's just got me. We need to cut them back. My dog's spending pen, which is a bit of an eyesore. I want to get some like willow fencing stuff to cover the outside of it. And if I walk right to the end of there, I can hear another cat eating their driveway. I'm passing the cat's open door at the moment. I get to the wall. I get to a fence. And if I turn right along here, I go, in a minute, down a step, and I'm in the side passageway now. And I've got a big storage box, like plastic storage box, that has garden stuff in, and I'm walking over the hose. And on the right-hand side is an outside tap. This is all very exciting. And there's a couple of plastic bin container things that we don't really use. I had a hose that was in a reel, but it got stolen when I was... I'm still walking to the end of the passageway, and I'm about to hit the side gate that goes out into the front garden. We had our hose stolen, along with a little kennel that I used to have out here for when if I went out and the cats wanted to stay out so that they could shelter in. Who would be so mundane as to take such things when they already knew we'd had a fire? I don't know. Well, I probably could hazard a guess, but I might be arrested if I say it on here. My dog decided to have a mad 5 minutes. I'm back to the patio now, and so I'm turning left, and now here's the open door of the cat's room. We pass that, and then between this set of patio doors and the lounge patio doors is a table and chairs. That's the table. And then I'm back where I started. Well, no, I'm not back where I started, but I'm back where I started for the garden. And that's about it. I'm just going up the step inside. Is your film still on, darling? Oh, what are you watching now? Cops? Cops Reloaded. Are they coming to get me? Okay, they're waiting for me, so I better go and get in the car now. I don't really want to be handcuffed, you know what I mean? Oops! Lammy's just jumped up on the arm of the chair. He nearly slipped, but he's now on my lap. And he's looking at my husband and getting wound up. Do you have that effect on everybody, darling? He'll go for you in a minute. Sometimes when he's sitting on my lap, he gets very protective. And stop it. Look the other way. Yusuf, look the other way. Darling, don't look at him. He just looks at him and it winds him up because I think he thinks he's going to come over and put his arm around me. What you going to do? They're going to come for you in a minute, darling. Turn your back. Turn your back. Don't look at him. He's a wind-up merchant. That's it. Turn. Can you smell him?
The breath is in the air, nigga.
I don't think it is his breath. I think I can smell foxes on him again. Why is he doing that? Well, don't wind him up, darling. He shakes his head towards you. He's going to go for you. I don't blame him. Stop it, darling. He just nods his head at him and for some reason it winds him up. Right, stop. Leave him now, darling. Don't do it. Don't wind him up anymore. I'll hit you in a minute. Look the other way, ugly. He's nodding his...
I'm
getting him annoying more because I'm touching him. Turn the other way, both of you. Now, let me cover his eyes up. Don't look at that stupid man. He's a div. Okay, anyway, that's the end of my tour. And I'm sorry if it was a bit boring and a bit long-winded, but only I could make it so tedious, I think, probably. Darling, stop it. Don't do it to him anymore. He doesn't like it. I don't know what winds him up about it. He's gone for you now, so she writes. All right, come on, little chap. It's all right. Don't worry about him. He's been a div. I'm going to thump him one in a minute. I'm going to wind him up. There. Darling, don't even think about it. Look the other way. Okay. Are you still eating? He's only been eating for about the last 2 hours, Audio Boo. What are you eating? Oh, he's eating scones with cream and jam? Just cream. It's a wonder he's not the size of a house, but he isn't. I don't know how. Yesterday we made prawn curry and he had 3 helpings of it with rice and spaghetti. All right, there's a good boy. Put your little head down, that's it. I'm just checking both their heads to make sure they're not looking at one another. They like each other, really. There's a good boy. Anyway, folks, I'm off. Duty calls and so on. Darling, what are you doing? Oh, okay, he's not doing anything. But he's still whining under his breath, like he wants you to move. He's sitting between us, Yusuf, and he's really trying to tell him to move. He wants him to move. He's saying, move out the way, you idiot. I want Mummy all to myself. I can't be doing with these arseholes, really, to be honest with you. All right, there's no need. He's not, darling, don't even look this way. I will get cross with you in a minute. Now, stop it. Otherwise, I'll let him pinch your scone and then we'll see who's laughing. It won't be you. I don't know why he's doing it. He's doing it at Niall now, I think, isn't he? He's a touchy little thing sometimes. Or is he just bossy? Okay. Keep your head that way and you keep your head this way. When I finish this, I'm going to be standing up anyway, so here, come with me. Okay, everyone, it's over and out. That's the wrong thing to say. What do you say? Out. Okay, out.